not too long ago. I'd say about a week ago, my bank was low and I felt kinda po. I got the cat and I said, God forgive me, but I'm about to commit an armed robbery. Called up the robber crew, I said, load up. Why your black is just about to be a hold up? I said, be in my crib at 10:30. Come equipped, cause I'm coming off dirt. They pick me up and we hit the highway. I knew we'd get plenty money on a Friday. The night was sweet, no cops, it was dark. Exit off when we got to College Park. Bust the right, hit the left, we was bailing. Slowed down, seen a young nigga sail. I jumped out and I said, nigga, lay down. Put your hands on your head and don't make a sound. I got the money and I asked him where the blow was at. He pointed to a paper bag and I got it black. Snatched the gold off, this nigga tried to rush me. Silly punk got for trying to touch me. He yelled out the window, let's go. KT put the pedal to the floor. By that time, we was splitting up the payback. We had got 3 grand plus a bag of crack. Not to mention all the gold that we took. Quick money like this will get a nigga hooked to the streets, but it ain't even worth it, G, cause I hate to go to jail for armed robbery.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled program to bring you the following special announcement.
Good evening. This is Bend Over bringing you the following special bulletin. 3 convicts have just escaped during the transfer to a maximum security facility, all from the ages of 23 to 26. Charles, alias Royal C, last seen in the southeast Atlanta area wearing all black with white sneakers. He's wanted for aggravated assault, drug trafficking, and smuggling firearms. Daryl, alias D, last seen in Bend Hill with 6 Mexicans and a stolen Chevrolet Impala with Alabama tags. He's wanted for armed robbery, assault, and kidnapping. And then there's Carrie, alias KT, known as the ringleader of the clique. Last seen in the Cascade area on foot, wearing a white t-shirt, denims, and black sneakers. He's wanted for drug charges, stolen firearms, and he, along with the other 2 assailants, are linked to the murder of a DeKalb County police informant. Do not speak, approach, or attempt to apprehend these men, for they are armed and extremely dangerous.
We now return you to the program, already in progress.